If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome back to yet another instalment of the London Pub Reviews podcast. Why not listen in at some godforsaken time in the middle of the night, when all the pubs are closed? Because the voice of London pubs will always be open. This week, we are at the Great Northern Railway Tavern, 67 High Street, N8 7QB, nearest station Hornsey Overground. I got the train to the Great Northern Railway Tavern, although I had to get off at Hornsey Station rather than alighting at the bar itself. The pub was, in fact, a good 8 minutes' walk from any sort of train action, but I suppose the Great Northern Railway is a better name than the Hornsey High Street. The pub itself is renowned for its elaborate neo-Jacobean building and original decorative features, leading to its Grade 2 listing. The rear conservatory area is most impressive, particularly the skylight centrepiece with its painted glass designs. The windows at the back also have patterned glass, and other period features help distract from modern additions, like smoke alarms and security cameras. The serving area at the front, in contrast, is more like a teenager's bedroom, with brewery stickers plastering the glass behind the bar. These reflect the range of ales on offer, which is second to none. It's worth checking their alcoholic content, however, as some of them creep up towards 10%. And you really wouldn't want to make a spectacle of yourself in such a fine establishment.
Oh, sorry.
I took my selection of ales out back, hoping to enjoy the ornate surroundings and the soft light filtering through the domed ceiling. All the outer tables were occupied by couples or small groups, apart from one other solitary gent who'd brought in his fold-up bike without actually folding it up. Navigating this with my numerous pints, I had to content myself with a table in the middle of the dance floor, so to speak, by myself. On my tabletop was an empty green bottle of Chemin des Dames 2020, streaked with white candle wax, as if it were a thin green mountain erupting white lava. A white candle burnt atop this, which gave the impression that I was sitting at a table in a fancy train carriage, perhaps on my way to a global forum on pub reviewing. Rather than having a view of the passing countryside, however, it felt like I was sitting in the middle of the aisle. I continued to return to the bar to sample the many interesting ales on offer. And on each occasion, the buffet carriage felt that extra bit further away, while the train itself rocked all the more.
Pardon me.
As the evening wore on, I decided I should probably alight soon and head to bed. But I came to the realisation that the pub didn't actually stop at my house and, in fact, I would first need to plod back to Hornsey Station and catch yet another train.
Oh, no.
At King's Cross Station, there is a platform 9 3/4, which you can access by running into a wall. Surely the Great Northern Railway Tavern had some sort of similar facility to save customers from walking all the way to an actual railway. But which wall was it? And did I have to push a luggage trolley through?
Yeah.
There weren't any luggage trolleys at the Great Northern Railway Tavern, but I supposed you could achieve the same result with a fold-up bike, when it wasn't actually folded up. The owner of the bike had returned to the bar for a top-up, but he hadn't cycled there. Having identified a thin section of wall to the left of the rear doors as the most probable point to pass through for instant platform access, I borrowed the bike, mounted it, and, pointing towards the wall, pedalled full tilt. When I came round, I was lying on some sort of luggage trolley, which was being pushed by medical staff. Unfortunately, it was travelling in the opposite direction from the Grade 2 listed wall that I was hoping to pass through. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. It was recorded by Alex O'Donovan at Strong Room Studios. Sound design was by Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. And it was a Hattrick production.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballet Shoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the Purple Hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at @TwiceUponPod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.